Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio, the show where we explore a year of recorded sound. I'm James Errington, and today I'll be taking you back to 1939. In the background, you should still just about be able to hear Prelude. That's by Victor Young, and it's taken from the soundtrack to the film Gulliver's Travels, which, like everything else you'll hear today, is from 1939. So, what can I tell you about 1939 that you don't know already? Well, about a decade ago, researching another project, I found myself listening to oral histories of the Second World War, interviews with people who were children during the Blitz in London. Their memories, surprisingly, included admissions that they'd found the experience to be an exciting one, playing in a semi-ruined, semi-abandoned city. This was the inspiration for a novel, which I think will never be ready for release, no great loss there. But is it useful as a picture to paint of the time? It challenges a popular perspective, but does it just do this by introducing another, equally unbalanced one? British culture is awash with an unreal memory of the Second World War. Popular entertainment of the time has already been mostly forgotten. For those who were born in the decades to follow, the stiffness, the forced jollity, and the now obscure references make it hard to connect with Arthur Askey or Tommy Handley. But the Blitz spirit, the never-issued Keep Calm and Carry On poster, and the whole industry of Hitler-based comedy remain cultural touchstones. It's in this kind of spirit that the nostalgic collages of the time were assembled. Plucky Londoners going about their business, cut to the post-war orchestral recording of Vera Lynn singing We'll Meet Again. This recording seems to hold much less in the way of Restless Ghosts than the contemporary version with Vera backed by Arthur Young on the Novachord, one of the world's first synthesizers. But the goal of nostalgia is not to reflect, it's to comfort. Perhaps the best way to address this time is by starting in the manner of the documentary series The World at War, which is still close to definitive nearly 50 years after its release, which opens with a deadpan monotone describing the arbitrary massacre and destruction of an entire village. It's an act of genuine courage to present some of the worst horrors immediately, challenging the viewers to only keep watching if they're ready for more of this. No glory or heroism, no warm glow, just unspeakable horror, and only an ambiguous way for the horror to be eventually stopped. But I'm afraid I've been leading you down the garden path a little here. While Europe and East Asia spent the year either at war or in anticipation of war, for the rest of the world, other things were on the agenda. This is the year that swing starts to really split. The smoother styles, more acceptable by white society, were becoming codified in the big bands of Glenn Miller, Harry James and Tommy Dorsey. And on the other hand, band leaders like Louis Jordan and instrumentalists like Pete Johnson were taking inspiration from blues to create an upbeat kind of stripped-down jazz, which would soon be labelled rhythm and blues, jump blues, and eventually rock and roll. Then there were the swing pioneers, looking to break down ideas about rhythm and melody, big names like Lionel Hampton and Duke Ellington, who were kicking off what would soon become bebop. It's a genuinely exciting time for music, and these two shows, yes, I'll be breaking this one in two, seem, if anything, not enough to give a real feel of all these ideas in the air. So of all the recordings I'm about to play, our first fits neither into the war nor the developments in swing music. Solomon Linder and the Evening Birds improvised Mbue in the only recording studio in sub-Saharan Africa one day in 1939. If the name sounds unfamiliar to you, well, let's just have a listen.
We move them.
Solomon Linda and the Evening Birds with Mbube. While the song is best known these days for its adaptation, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, of course, this belies its importance for generations of African musicians. It was a very big deal for Zulu musicians through the 1940s, essentially spawning a recording industry on its own. Then in 1951, Alan Lomax played a copy to Pete Seeger, who then started performing the song as part of the Weavers. Then in the 60s, it was rewritten as The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and then covered again in the 80s. At some point in this history, an assumption was made that the song was a traditional one, exempt from copyright, and of course it is no such thing. And it took decades for Solomon Linda to receive any of the royalties he was due, though to be fair, Pete Seeger did realise earlier and did send some money in the meantime. Something quite different now. This is a new singer, Betty Hutton, aged just 18, performing for a live film.
One time there lived an old man with a very crooked nose. He lived inside a log cut and they called him Old Man Mose. One dark and dreary morning I knocked upon his door. I didn't hear a single sound and I ain't gonna do it no more.
Oh, sweep on up.
He kicked the bucket and old man Moses is dead. When I opened up the door, skeleton jumped up from the floor and said that old man Moses is dead.
That was Betty Hutton with Old Man Moses. And if you want to see something just fantastic, have a look for the video of that on YouTube. It is a music video that goes with that. I think the best music video of 1939. Not that there are many out there. Now, a show about 1939 has a few unavoidable monoliths. This is the song that made Glenn Miller one of the biggest names in music. Not an original, but still probably what he's best remembered for. This is, of course, In the Mood. Was, of course, Glenn Miller with In the Mood. Another big name of the time, 1939, is the irrepressible Fats Waller. This is a song he wrote a decade earlier, but which had been performed mainly by unrelated dance bands up to this point. It's Ain't Misbehavin'.
Ain't
one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. A misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. A misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Leave me, I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. A misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Was of course Fats Waller with Ain't Misbehaving. Last time we were in 1938 and we heard Benny Goodman's Mixed Race Quartet featuring Lionel Hampton. We're not going to hear anything from Benny this time, but happily there's a lot more to come from Lionel. Here he is with Central Avenue Breakdown.
Thank you.
was Lionel Hampton with Central Avenue Breakdown. Now, we're going to stay in the USA for the next selection, though it isn't going to sound like it. This is the Cuban bandleader, Xavier Cugat, with the Waldorf Astoria Orchestra and 1-2-3 Kick Conga. 1-2-3 Xavier Cugat with 1-2-3 Kick Conga, a Cuban song recorded in Manhattan. So let's move on to the Manhattan Brothers, who, confusingly enough, are actually another recording act from South Africa, and another which would prove to be extremely influential in the years to come for African music. This is Faba Tsu.
Faba Tsu, Gilumemma. Come on, chill, get on my mouth, get on my mouth, get on my mouth. Come on, chill, get on my mouth, get on my mouth, get on my mouth.
Get on that man, 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 get on
That was the Manhattan Brothers with Faba 2. What a complete joy. Let's head back over to America now for one of the artists responsible for the sound of the era. Raymond Scott may not be a familiar name, but adaptations of his music by Carl Stalling for Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies cartoons will make his sound extremely evocative. This is Oil Gusher. Raymond Scott with Oil Gusher, probably familiar to many of you from a number of cartoons. Now let's talk about Bob Willis. He's the king of Western swing. What is Western swing, I hear you ask? Well, we have country music going back to the 1920s, country folk emerging around then, and we have like what we can call perhaps cowboy country songs, but the kind of country music which would go on to be much more influential is something called Western swing. So the name really kind of tells you what it is. We have musicians from the western states of the USA with cowboy hats quite often trying to play swing music, but of course they have a country influence. They quite often have fiddles, that kind of thing, and Bob Wills was himself a fiddle player. So it's the same kind of modern dance band music, but with with steel guitar, with violins. But if you listen to the horns there as well, it's also very much swing music at the same time. And of course, this would also go on to be a big influence on rock and roll. Bill Haley and his Comets, we'll find out a bit later, were very much a Western swing band. They were originally called the Four Aces of Western Swing. So let's have a listen to Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. This is their first huge hit. It's called Ida Red.
Now, friends, before there's too much been said, let's all dance this old tune called Ida Red. Lighting parlor, farting the great clock on the mantel, saying it's getting late. Curtains on the windows, snowy white. The parlor's pleasant on Sunday night.
Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red.
Picture on the wall, there's a pretty sofa, and that's not all. I'm not mistaken, I'm sure I'm right. Somebody else in the parlor tonight.
I'd read, I'm plumb fool about I'd read.
In the bread tray, pecking out dough. Granny, will your dog bite? No, child, no. Hurry up, boys, and don't fool around. Grab your partner and truck on down.
Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red.
Burning dim, fire's getting low. Somebody says it's time to go. I hear the whisper, gentle and light. Don't forget to come next Sunday night.
Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red.
That was Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with Ida Red, which would later be covered by a number of artists from a number of genres, including rhythm and blues. Not something we can say for the next selection. The Carter family were one of the original artists who kicked off this whole country music thing back in 1927, but by this point they'd fallen on harder times. They were, fortunately though, still recording great music. This is Hello Stranger.
Put your loving hand in mine.
Hello, stranger.
Put your loving hand in mine.
You are a stranger,
and you're a pal of mine. Get up, rounder. Let a working man lay down.
Get up, rounder.
Let a working man lay down.
You are a rounder,
but you're all out and down. Time. I ride 6th and 4th streetcar.
Oh, every time.
I ride 6th and 4th streetcar.
I can see my baby
peeping through the bar. She bowed her head. She waved both hands at me.
She bowed her head.
She waved both hands at me.
I'm prison bound.
I'm longing to be free. Troubles are like mine.
Oh, I'll see you
when your troubles are like mine.
Oh, I'll see you
when you haven't got a dime.
weeping like a willow,
mourning like a dove,
weeping like a willow,
mourning like a dove.
There's a girl up the country
that I really love. Put your loving hand in mine.
Hello, stranger.
Put your loving hand in mine.
You are a stranger,
and you're a pal of mine.
That was the Carter Family with Hello, Stranger. Roots music of a sort. So let's continue in that vein. We've already spoken about music collector Alan Lomax. And in 1939, he made a number of recordings of a former convict called Huddy William Leadbetter, or as he was also known, Leadbelly. Here he is with two short pieces, Poor Howard and Green Corn. That was Leadbelly and Poor Howard and then Green Corn. Let's head off around the world for a bit, as 1939 is in some ways the last time we'll have a good selection from many of these places until after the war. This of course means, first up, we have France and a new singer by the name of Charles Trenet.
Ménilmontant, mais oui, madame, c'est là que j'ai laissé mon cœur. C'est là que je viens retrouver mon âme, toute ma flamme, tout mon bonheur. Quand je revois ma petite église, église où les mariages allaient gaiement. Quand je revois ma vieille maison grise, même la brise parle d'antan. Elle me raconte comme autrefois de jolis contes. Beaux jours passés, je vous revois. Un rendez-vous, une musique, des yeux rêveurs, tout un roman d'amour prophétique et pathétique. Mais Nil Montant, quand midi sonne, la vie s'éveille à nouveau, tout résonne. De mille écoles, la bidinette, chez sa dinette au bistrot, la biblette, lis ses journaux. Voici la grille verte, voici la porte ouverte, qui grince un peu pour dire bonjour, bonjour, alors te v'là de retour. Mais Nil Montant, mais oui, madame, c'est là que j'ai laissé mon cœur. C'est là que je viens retrouver mon âme, toute ma âme, tout mon bonheur. Quand je revois ma petite gare, où chaque train partait joyeux, j'entends encore dans le tintamarre des mots bizarres, des mots d'adieu. Je suis pas poète, mais je suis ému. Et dans ma tête, il y a des souvenirs jamais perdus. Un soir d'hiver, une musique, des yeux très doux, les tiens, maman. Tout un roman d'amour poétique et pathétique. Mais Nil Montant.
That was Charles Trenet. Sounded very wistful and then kind of triumphant at the end, which, you know, strange to think about that being recorded in 1939, not long before the invasion of France. But, you know, they weren't to know, of course. But, you know, you kind of imagine that the music of this time is going to be infused with that feeling of impending war, but it really isn't. Now, a French artist I've been playing a lot of in the last few shows is the Quintet du Rock Club de France. So that includes Django Reinhardt, the Romani guitarist who was missing a few fingers from his hand, but still one of the most talented and innovative guitarists of all time, and Stefan Grappelli, the violin prodigy, who were one of the first recording artists I remember seeing on TV. This is a song called Younger Generation. Thank you. was Django Reinhardt et les Quintettes de the Hot Club de France avec Stéphane Grappelli with Younger Generation. Now let's head back across the Atlantic to Brazil, somewhere with a less ominous immediate future than France. This is the start of the golden age of samba, and here are two of its most famous composers, Ari Barroso and Lamartine Babo, and this is No Rancho Fundo.
Pra lá do fim do mundo, onde a dor e a saudade contam coisas da cidade. No rancho fundo, de olhar triste e profundo, um moreno canta as mágoas, tendo os olhos rasos d'água. Pobre moreno, que de tarde no sereno espera a lua no terreiro, tendo cigarro por companheiro. Sem um aceno, ele pega da viola e a lua por esmola vem pro quintal deste moreno.
Was Ari Barroso and Lamartine Babo with No Rancho Fundo, either late choro or early samba, take your pick there. Let's head briefly back over to the States now. The Ink Spots have been around for a few years already at this point, but they'd only just recruited high tenor singer Bill Kenny, and I think it's his voice that really gave them that classic sound. This is If I Didn't Care.
If I didn't care, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, could it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is long beyond compare? Would all this be true,
yeah,
if I didn't care for you?
That was the Ink Spots with If I Didn't Care. You've been listening to Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio. My name is James Errington. If you've enjoyed this show, please feel free to check out my website at centuriesofsound.com, where I have many immersive mixes for every year from 1860 to, so far, 1946. If you have any comments or questions, or just want to say hi, then you can email me. I'm james@centuriesofsound.com. I'm always happy to get some correspondence. Next time on Centuries of Sound, we're going to finish off 1939 with some music from Louis Jordan, Billie Holiday, Duke Ellington, George Formby, Fats Waller, Glenn Miller, Judy Garland, Vera Lynn, Art Tatum, and others. But for now, let's close with a song that, for many people, sums up the melancholy of the war years. This is Lael Anderson with Lili Marleen. So until next time.
Vor der Kaserne, vor dem großen Tor, stand eine Laterne und steht sie noch davor. So wollen wir uns da wiedersehen, bei der Laterne wollen wir stehen, wie einst Lili Marleen,
wie einst Lili Marleen,
wie einst Lili Marleen.
Unsere beider Schatten sah wie einer aus, dass wir so lieb uns hatten, das sah man gleich daraus. Und alle Leute sollen es sehen, wenn wir bei der Laterne stehen, wie einst Lili Marleen,
wie einst Lili
Marleen,
wie einst Lili Marleen.
Kennt sie deinen schönen